Wednesday.
I love this song. Because if you're going to do it, do it right. It's that sound advice from the one and only George Michael. Dan seems pleased.
Strikes me more as a Ridgely lyric.
I don't know if there's such a thing as a Ridgely lyric. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Wednesday, which means it's Wham Wednesday. Yeah! We're going to be talking about some Oscar stuff coming up. You know, we'll be touching on some of the Oscar stories that are making the news and some of the past Oscar things. Like, for instance, this morning we're going to be talking about major Oscar upsets from the past. Academy Awards are a couple of weeks away. And, you know, every couple of mornings we're going to jump in and talk a little Academy Awards to get everybody ready for the Oscars coming up on the 28th. So that'll be coming up. But, yeah, Wham Wednesday. Now, are you aware of what, Esmeralda, are you aware of what the fantastic Andrew Ridgely did after he left Wham?
He just left? He did other stuff?
He did.
Oh, well, do tell.
He became a relatively successful car racer.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah. Little Andrew Ridgely. And we all know what happened to George Michael. You know?
He had that song, Faith.
Well, he had a lot more than that. He had that song, Faith.
That one with the supermodels.
That was Freedom 90.
The one with the lady with the priest thing. Father figure.
The lady with the priest thing?
In the video, I think it was supposed to allude to that or something. I forget.
That's also from Faith, which is a phenomenal record. And Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. There was never a Volume 2, which is very upsetting to me. But Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. Great record. Yeah. But Andrew Ridgely running around driving cars. Oh, man. You know, I was talking about years ago, I was talking about how there are these, you know, when you have a duo, there's always one guy that or one person that is the brains behind the outfit. That's clearly George Michael in this case. You got Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel. You got who else? Daryl Hall, and then you got Oates.
By the way, did you see their touring?
Hall and Oates?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go see that.
Those coming guys, to a casino by us, right?
They're playing a casino? Those guys, man, I'm telling you, Daryl Hall, you want to talk about fly jams. Daryl Hall, one of the most soulful white boys on the planet.
What about that Never Gonna Give You Up guy?
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
That's some soul.
Yeah.
By the way, Tinley Park, so they're probably coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Wait.
July 22nd.
Is that the Old World?
Yes.
That's now named after a casino?
Yes, it's the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
How many names has that place gone through? Because it was...
At least since, from what I remember, I used to work there, and it was the Tweeter Center.
The Tweeter Center.
At the time. And then changed to, I believe, First Midwest Bank Amphitheater.
But, yeah.
And now it's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
It started out as The World.
Yes.
And then it was the Tweeter Center.
Yes.
You worked there?
I did. I was an usher.
At the Tweeter Center?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shows did you see?
Oh, I saw a lot.
Yeah?
It was great. I saw, let's see. I saw Depeche Mode.
Ooh.
I saw Brian Wilson. I know he came.
Wow.
There.
How about Wham?
No Wham.
Oh.
No Wham. I saw a lot of concerts. I had to go through, or not concerts, but festivals.
Yeah.
I went through a very scary time when Ozfest came.
Yeah, man.
Because they would throw things. They would throw bottles with mud.
You would have to like go, hey, stop.
No, we would just, you know, you'd be an usher standing there taking tickets in the seats because you needed a ticket for the seats.
Right.
And so they just throw them. And at one point they had to take us out of the seats because we could have gotten hurt.
Wow.
And there was like crazy mosh pits.
Was Disturbed on that tour?
Probably.
Yeah.
What year was this?
Oh, man. Let's see. I was there probably 99 to maybe 2001.
Every summer. When I worked for 94.7 The Zone.
Yeah, man!
In 2001, 80s and beyond. I remember seeing a Depeche Mode show, so I wonder if that was the same Depeche Mode show.
Maybe you guys were at the same Depeche Mode show.
Yeah. I think I was there, too.
We spent a lot of time there. Did you see Matchbox 20?
I don't. No, I didn't.
I saw Depeche Mode during that. I've seen Depeche Mode like 7-8 times.
Wow.
So we were all probably there. Look at that. Who would know that the components of the Nick DiGilio show, circa 2016, was at an early 2000 Depeche Mode show.
Yeah, maybe I checked your ticket.
You might have.
Were you one of those people that got annoyed when we would have to check your ticket when you would leave to go to the bathroom?
No, I would. You know what? I don't get annoyed at that kind of stuff because it's just it's not your fault.
It isn't. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's your job. I know. Exactly. I don't understand when people get annoyed when other people are doing their jobs. I don't understand that. Do you know what I mean? Like, get pissed off at this person. It's their job. I never understood that. Yeah, you suck. You got to check my ticket. Yeah, it's because it's my job, moron.
And then if they got really angry with me like that, I would hold my ground even more so.
You should.
Because I was like, oh, no. No, now I'm not even going to. No, yeah. No, I need a ticket.
Jerks.
Yeah, it was very, it was a bit, it would go to my head sometimes.
Yeah.
I did stop some cops once.
Well, because they were like, I'm a cop, I don't need a ticket?
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, uh-uh. Yeah. They showed me their badge. I was like, that's not a ticket. Yeah.
Oh, man. This isn't the precinct house. You need a ticket.
I was like, I was on a power trip that night.
Wow, very good. Okay, now you know that Friday is our anti-Valentine's Day show, Esmeralda. Are you getting your stories?
Yes, I am. Are you getting your stories ready? I am, actually.
Okay. I was on with Steve Cochran yesterday morning, and I made an ass out of myself, essentially, which is not an uncommon thing for me to do. I probably do it 15 to 40 times a day, is to make an ass out of myself. But I did it yesterday morning. Steve was kind of, Steve and I do a segment on Steve's show every Tuesday and every Thursday, and I'm happy to do it because I love Steve, and he rules, and the show's awesome, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And he kind of lets me talk about whatever I want to talk about. So he said, hey, what do you got coming up? And I mentioned that, oh, the anti-Valentine's Day show is coming up. And then do we have the audio? I hate listening to myself, so this is going to be hard. Especially, I hate listening to myself all the time, but especially when I make an ass out of myself. So here we go. This is what I did yesterday on Steve Cochran's show.
And also, I just want to mention really quickly, on my show Friday morning from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., it is my 18th, if you can believe this, my 18th annual anti-Valentine's Day show.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Nobody hates Valentine's Day quite like Nick.
That's right. And we're going to be playing sad songs. We'll be telling breakup stories. I'm encouraging people to call in. And as you know, Friday is Fly Jams Friday, so all the Fly Jams will be heartbreak songs.
Oh, that's great.
So my anti-Valentine, if you want to jump in and text us at 312-981-7200 now with your worst dates, worst first dates, greatest breakups, send it to us now. We'll read them all on Friday.
You're going to read all the text from 7 a.m., from 6:30 in the morning?
No. Yeah, sure. They said, no, they can send them in now, and Dan will get them.
Okay,
my producer, Dan.
He'll go back. All right. Yeah. Well, we're kind of in the middle of a text thing here, but, you know, whatever. I mean, it's cool. All right, hold on.
Don't text now. Okay, don't text now. Wait till. All right, I'm sorry.
Maybe the social media route. Maybe the social media route, Nick. We can go that way. Yeah.
You want to call in later and do a contest at your house or something around 8?
I broke your show. I apologize.
All right, hold the line.
Okay, so... And so I immediately, after I get off the phone with him, Ross was producing yesterday because Kev was doing sports. Dave was out. So I get back, you know, they put me on hold. I get back out to say goodbye to Ross, and Ross is laughing his ass off. Like, he gets me back on the phone. He's like, nice job, dude. And he's laughing his ass off. And I was like, please tell him I'm sorry. The thing is, it just came out of my mouth. It was just by rote. You know, like whenever I plug something, like I always say, all right, 312-981-7200, do it now. And then I realized, like, it came out of my mouth. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, no. And then Kevin immediately, why don't you do the social media route? Because Kevin's the one who's got to sift through all the texts that come in. So there you go, 6:30 in the morning on a Tuesday morning. I'm plugging something that's going to be happening on Friday morning. And there's Kevin laughing his ass off at me right now. He just walked in.
He actually didn't leave because he was going through all the texts then.
Is that what you were doing, Kev? Immediately, I texted Cochran afterwards. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. It was just, I told him, I'm like Ron Burgundy reading the teleprompter. Just put it in front of me. But Cochran was like, it was funny. Don't worry about it. But I, what now? What happened?
You don't know it, but we're giving away tickets at 4:15. For a text contest.
For a text contest. That's right. All right, Kevin, shut up. Get out of here.
Although, did you catch that you said that Dan's going to go through all the texts?
Yeah, I said Dan goes through all the texts, which he does.
I know, but so when did you start? 7 a.m.?
Yeah, Kevin started already.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Kevin,
of
Kevin
him.
Did it all.
I would have been like, nice. Go yeah. ahead, Dan.
So anyway,
yeah,
I do
it's not
encourage
like we get
you.
A lot of texts at this radio station.
I do encourage. No, we don't. We don't get a lot of texts. I do encourage you to share your breakup stories, but during my show. Okay, because that's when Dan's going to go through them. Don't do it during Cochran's show.
Actually, let's do it. I want Kevin Richter to get a random text that, like, please play Fiona Apple's Never is a Promise yeah. at 10:45. Just yeah. see what the reaction is.
See what happens when Richter does that. Yeah, exactly.
I will say that I'll monitor the text messages.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will see things that make no sense at that hour.
I do love the texts that are meant for other radio stations, which are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Those are, yeah, mostly sports ones, which is like, what?
I never go through the texts because there are too many idiots who are going to text things that are going to make me mad. And I don't have time for that crap. So, anyway, you can text your stories now. Don't do it during Cochran's show. What an idiot. And I immediately texted Cochran afterwards. I'm like, I'm really sorry. And he texted me back. He's like, don't worry about it, man. So, all right. There you go. There's me making an idiot out of myself. But we are indeed having an anti-Valentine's Day show this Friday. And we would love to hear your anti-Valentine stories, your bad dates, your first dates that go bad, bad marriages, all that stuff. We all have it. And you can send your text to 312-981-7200. But don't do it at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. Wham, baby. Wham Wednesday. Young Gun. This song rules. You know, it's Nick DiGilio, by the way, on 720 WGN. We're going to be talking to Oscar Talk here. We're going to be talking about the biggest Oscar upsets. And there's been a change to the thank yous for the Oscars this year. We're going to talk about that as well. But I would mention it's Wham Wednesday. Dan, are you enjoying Wham Wednesday?
Sure.
Esmeralda, I don't think Dan's enjoying Wham Wednesday.
He's picked some catchy songs.
Well, I'm actually picking the songs.
Oh. Well, then
you Dan just goes like, it, you know, like when we're in a break, he goes, all right, what Wham song do you want to hear next?
I love that you did. I don't know any Wham songs other than Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And Careless Whisper.
You
and their Christmas song.
That's a sad life.
Well, now my eyes are
normal life.
You don't know everything she wants?
No.
Well, we'll play that one next, Dan.
For a second, I thought it was... No, you said that, and I immediately thought Ace of Base.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All she wants is a baby, right? Yes. Is another baby. Right?
That was the stuff back in eighth grade, man. That album, huge.
That's an interesting word to use. The stuff.
I was going to say the other word. Yeah, well, I'm glad I caught myself.
Well, I mean, you could cut out the. Hey, what about the Thursday?
We could do the Thursday.
Talk Tuesday. Now, Talk Talk, there's a band. Let me explain something to you about Talk Talk. Can I explain something to you about Talk Talk?
Go on.
Please enlighten us.
There would be no Radiohead without Talk Talk. Radiohead would not exist had Talk Talk not recorded songs that Radiohead went, oh, that's cool. We'll do that. And, you know, And Talk Talk, what did they have? Like one hit? What did they have? Two hits. They had the Life's What You Make It. They had Life's What You Make It. They had one other one, and then they had Talk Talk by Talk Talk from the album Talk Talk. But what was the other one? Life's What You Make It. And, oh, man. It was from that album, too.
According to Wikipedia, their hit singles include Today, It's My Life.
It's My Life.
Such a Shame and Dum Dum Girl.
Oh, yeah, It's My Life, because No Doubt recovered it.
Oh, that's right. They did cover it. That's right. Idiots.
That's when No Doubt was good, though.
You leave No Doubt
alone.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean when they were good?
Oh, man, Tragic Kingdom, also the stuff.
Yes, it was.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. This is like from Ace of Base and No Doubt, and you guys are questioning Wham? You guys have the nerve to question Wham and back No Doubt and what the hell was the other one? The
Ace of Base.
See, No Doubt I can almost see. I don't like No Doubt. I think Gwen Stefani's an idiot, and I don't like No Doubt. But Ace of Base? What the hell?
I did own the cassette.
Yep.
Now, they're Swedish, right? Didn't they?
They were.
Ace of Base.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's the only hit they had was she's gonna get like pregnant. What's the name
like
of the song?
I'm gonna. Hits.
I want to be pregnant.
Sign.
Oh yeah, I saw the sign that I want to get pregnant. Isn't that? Well,
Don't Turn Around.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
And then later on they had Beautiful Life. It's a beautiful life. Oh.
Oh yeah, I know that song. Okay. Yeah, they
what
suck.
What day of a week can we play Ace of Base?
Never.
Always Day.
Always Day.
All
on
day.
Always Day, we can play Ace of Base.
All day, Ace of Base, 97.2.
Why don't you let Shadow Bags handle Ace of Base Day, all right? Let Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese do that one.
He's a closet fan.
Yeah.
They might have him on the show
week. Yeah, they're probably producing it or something.
From the 708. Yeah, Spiderwebs.
Yeah.
What the hell is Spiderwebs?
It's a song.
It's a
great
song.
That's a No Doubt song?
Is that their first single? I think it was.
No. No, Just a Girl from Tragic Kingdom, I believe, was the first one.
Uh-huh. Hey, during that time period, did Gwen Stefani have any shirts that fit?
They were short.
Oh.
They were cut off.
And now she's with that other idiot on
Showing
The Voice,
her
right?
Mean abs.
Blake Shelton.
She's with Blake Shelton now. What happened to the dude from Bush?
He cheated on her
with the nanny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He cheated on her with the nanny.
Not with Fran Drescher, like his nanny.
That would have been quite a turn.
I was
going to
say that. That's justifiable right there. It's Fran Drescher. And now that just seems weird to me. Did Blake Shelton? Did he just dump Miranda Richardson or whatever the hell her name is? What's her name?
Lambert.
Lambert? Miranda Richardson is a really great British actress who was not married to Blake Shelton.
See, now that one I don't know. I know the divorce, but I don't know who did what.
Yeah.
Well, he left his wife to be with her. So
did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Couple of jerks.
Made me very sad when Gwen and Gavin when they broke up.
Yeah. Two incredibly derivative artists were together for a while.
Love
that would have been
exist.
A great twofer concert right there, No Doubt and Bush.
And they did tour.
Together?
Yeah, that's why that's how they met. They were touring.
847, tell Nick, don't speak.
Yes.
So I Shouldn't Speak and Don't Speak is the name of the song that was not good by No Doubt. All right.